Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. It's no shock to anyone who's ever walked around New York City, but we are really lacking in the public bathroom department. Did you know there are only two public bathrooms open 24/7 across the entire city? And even during the day, there's only one public restroom per 7,500 people. Well, a city council hearing today is looking to change that. The council will discuss two pieces of legislation dealing with the expansion of public restrooms across the city. Council member Sandy Nurse told 1010 Winds she's advocating for the expansion of restrooms because it's an urgent need for everyone.
Homeless, domestic workers, nannies, parents, caregivers, taxi drivers, deliveristas, delivery workers, street vendors, and certainly reporters who are out on the street covering a beat. You know, everybody needs more toilets.
Nurse says that the hearing hopes to work with city agencies on what plan of action can be created to help more bathrooms across the city. And by the way, the number of public bathrooms in the city has not increased since the 1970s, when many were closed because of budget cuts. Police are searching for the man who pushed a 62-year-old woman onto the subway tracks in Brooklyn last night. It happened at the Jefferson Street station of the L line just before 6 p.m. Sources tell 1010 Winds the man asked the woman for a light, and when she refused, he pushed her onto the tracks. Cops say some good Samaritans apparently helped the woman back onto the platform. She was taken to Wyckoff Hospital, where she's in stable condition. The suspect ran off onto the street. So far, police say there have been no arrests. It wasn't good news for Governor Kathy Hochul out of the latest Siena poll. Pollster Steven Greenberg tells 1010 Winds a record number of New Yorkers view Hochul unfavorably.
Kathy Hochul has now hit her lowest ever favorability rating and her lowest ever job approval rating. Right now, only 34% of New Yorkers, a little more than a third, view Kathy Hochul favorably. A clear majority, 54%, view her unfavorably.
And it showed that just 32% of likely voters polled think New York is on the right track. That same poll of likely voters shows that Vice President Kamala Harris has an edge in the presidential race over Donald Trump, with voters in New York favoring her 55% to 42%. Well, today in East Harlem, the ribbon is being cut on the first new public school building opening there in decades. Our Marla Diamond is there, and she joins us live.
And Linda, it is a real day for celebration for the East Harlem Scholars Academy High School, East 104th Street and First Avenue. It is the first high school that has been built in this neighborhood in over 60 years. It's a 70,000 square foot space with art spaces, a theater, a gym with an NBA regulation court, the only one in the neighborhood, large classrooms, a cafeteria with a patio, and a garden where students will plant flowers in the spring. Now, these high school students were also sharing space in other public schools. It was cramped. They didn't have their own space, but now they do. There are about 350 students at this school, which opened at the beginning of the school year, but there is room for 700. Applications are by lottery. And the CEO says most of its students are within walking distance of the school. The high school, it's a charter school. It was born out of the East Harlem Tutorial Program, which was founded back in 1958. And now they serve students in preschool through 12th grade in a low-income neighborhood that has suffered for years of disinvestment. At this ribbon cutting today, the founders of the school say this school is an investment in East Harlem's future. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, live in East Harlem.
City Councilman Lincoln Ressler is continuing his pushback against the mayor's policy that requires council members to fill out lengthy permission forms anytime they want to speak or meet with a senior official from across his administration. Ressler tells 1010 Winds the policy has made it much harder than it already was to get things done in the community.
The precincts in our community will no longer work with us or share information with us. They refuse to partner with elected officials because we're not filling out the form. It's a struggle to get the Parks Department to meet with us because we're not filling out the form.
Ressler has introduced a bill in the city council that would undo the policy, and it appears to have more than enough support to be passed into law. 1010 Winds has reached out to City Hall for comment and is still waiting for a response, but Mayor Adams has defended the policy in the past, saying it helps his administration utilize city resources as much as possible. The hunt is on for the man who sexually assaulted a 13-year-old boy in the Soundview section of the Bronx. Police say the boy was taking the garbage outside of the Sotomayor houses between Taylor and Story Avenues when he was attacked. There's no word on whether the boy was physically injured in the attack. He's been taken to a hospital for evaluation.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.